Workman, brother and sister, WD. St. Helena, California, July 17, 1912. Mr. and Mrs. W. Workman, Loma Linda, California. Dear Mabel and Wilfred, I have a deep interest in you both, and I greatly desire that you shall do your work in such a way that you will be a blessing to the sanitarium at Loma Linda. You are connected with a great and important work, and it is your privilege to be instruments of righteousness as you fulfill daily the duties that lie in your pathway. Oh, that I might find words with which to make plain the importance of every believer's preserving a close connection with heaven and of maintaining careful habits. I would say to you, my grandchildren, live the truth every day. Give evidence of your faith in Christ in all your association with your fellow workers. The Lord wants you to distinguish yourselves as His true and faithful followers. I long to see the work advance at Loma Linda. I am glad that you can act a part in that enterprise. As you act your part faithfully in His cause, God will give you a fuller knowledge of the truth as it is in Jesus. Be of good courage in the Lord. You have many precious advantages in your present place of labor. I can write you only a short letter at this time, but I repeat, I am glad you are both where you are. The Lord can give you a fitness for the work. The wants of the cause will constantly call for your most earnest efforts. If you will determine through the grace of God, through the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, to overcome daily, you will honor the truth you profess. I am anxious that you should honor and glorify Him who gave His precious life for you. Take time to eat slowly, that you may have healthful digestion. Do not eat hurriedly. You must not try to live on an insufficient diet. Your work is not a matter of trifling importance. You are striving for the crown of eternal life. It is your privilege to say with the Apostle Paul, I therefore run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep my body under and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 26, 27. I pray that God may bless you, but He may encourage your hearts and strengthen your faith in His work. Be of good courage in Him.